Today is Sunday, June 25th, 2017, and this...
Where have you been?
I've been hanging out in Las Vegas, my man. And I've learned this. You don't want to show up late to a Don Rickles show with puffy hair.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 605. Las Vegas!
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. You dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we can stay by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Afternoon, whatever it is. I am great. I am happy to be here.
Hooray.
So, last night we had our first Patreon chat with a bunch of our supporters. That was a lot of fun.
Yes.
Lasted about an hour and a half. I was initially thinking, oh, we'll do like 45 minutes. It lasted double that.
Good.
Yeah, it was fun talking lots of Vegas and just general shenanigans. So I look forward to doing that again. We'll be doing that at least every quarter for some of our supporters. And yeah, some fun stuff going on. We also debuted our new mini podcast audio feature on Wednesday, which we'll be doing every 2 weeks, which is a lot of fun too. And I think people are going to dig that as time goes on. So this podcast is supported by more than 210 listener patrons. Among them are... fine folks such as William Pittock. Thank you, William. Andy Sawatsky. Thank you. Josh Bernstein. Thank you very much. Truckosaurus. There we got a creative name.
And one you can pronounce.
I can. I'm pretty sure I got Truckosaurus correct. Bogan Painter. Thank you, Bogan. Tanya Robles. Thank you. Dana Horde. Thank you. And Jason and Tina Shepherd. Thank you all so
much.
Thank
you all.
We appreciate the support. It's awesome having... it's awesome being able to say that our podcast is listener supported. It's a very cool thing. If you are curious what this is all about, visit patreon.com/500. Listeners who want to support the podcast on a monthly basis get some bonus content. And...
such as the mini podcast you mentioned earlier.
Hmm?
The mini podcast you mentioned earlier.
Among other things, yes.
Yes.
Yep. We're going to be doing some personalized podcasts for some folks soon, too. So that'll be fun. Alrighty, we got a little bit of news, not a lot going on this week, and then we got a bunch of phone calls, and then we'll call it a day. So, let's start with sports in Las Vegas. The Las Vegas Golden Knights is the new NHL team that's going to be starting this season. I think there's a lot of excitement surrounding this team. I've been a lot more interested in off-season stuff in the NHL than ever before as a result of this team.
For sure.
Normally, I wouldn't pay much attention, except for maybe if the Minnesota Wild were trading someone, but... it was really interesting to see how they did the draft for the new team. Each team could protect about 11 players, and then the Golden Knights got to choose somebody from each team to be on their team. And there were deals that were made, and there were draft choices and trades and protecting players who were on the unprotected list and all kinds of cool stuff. So they have a team now, and they'll be making a lot more deals to change that team before the season starts, I'm sure. But... the most noteworthy news, I'd say, is the day a day or two after the expansion draft, the Golden Knights schedule was released, and their home games begin on October 10th, and they have a series of home games following that, including some that are in the general time frame of the Vegas Nerd Summit, which we will be a part of. So that's cool. I have a feeling a lot of the people who are in town for the summit are also going to check out T-Mobile and the Golden Knights if they can get tickets.
Yep.
Single game tickets for the Golden Knights aren't available until August. They haven't announced an exact date yet. But once that gets announced, I'll try to remember to mention it on the show because, like I said, I know there's a lot of interest in that from people who are attending our event. So that'll be cool. There's a game on October 13th, which we have some stuff going on October 13th. There will be events that evening as part of the summit. So I suspect we may have some people who have to make tough decisions, as they say in the corporate world. and then October 15th, which is Sunday, it's an afternoon game. I would imagine if people stick around, that game will be well attended by Summit members as well. So that's coming up and should be a lot of fun. Especially noteworthy, I think, is the 13th game because they're playing Detroit Red Wings.
Ooh.
And of course, the D, you know, the Detroit tie-in there.
Right.
And the D is also now a Golden Knights, downtown official downtown home of the Golden Knights. So it's going to be decision time for those Detroiters that hang out at the D. I'm talking about the owners of the property, of course. Where is their allegiance going to lie? So that'll be fun to watch. All right. I'm excited to see the new team play.
Yeah. I'm excited to see the arena.
Yeah, that too. I haven't seen T-Mobile yet. It's always fun to check out new stadiums and arenas and such complexes. And the new ones are typically bigger and better than anything you've seen before. So I do look forward to seeing a game or a concert or something there soon. So there you have it. There's a new restaurant moving along coming to Wynn Las Vegas. You may be aware, I don't know if we mentioned it on the show or not, but Zuza Crackers, which has been a restaurant at Wynn for a while, quite a while, that closed. I think it closed as part of some other renovations they're doing. I know they're remodeling a sports book, which is right in that general area. And when it reopens, it's not going to be Zuza Crackers anymore. It's now going to be something called Charlie's Bar and Grill, according to Review Journal.
Huh.
So that is coming later
Name,
this summer.
Not as catchy.
No, apparently it's named after a friend of Steve Wynn who used to be a host at the property, and he's no longer with us. So this is a tribute to him,
yes.
as explained in this article I read.
I was concerned it would be something like Carlos and Charlie's Bar and Grill.
No.
That would be quite a step down for the food offerings at Wynn.
Yes. We never went to Zuza Crackers. I like the name. That's why I keep saying Zuza Crackers, but we never went there. And considering how little time we spend at Wynn, I would imagine we probably won't get to Charlie's anytime soon either. Unless we hear that there's some sort of amazing thing that nobody can live without, which is unlikely. Anyway, that's coming soon. So if you're a Wynn fan, keep an eye out for that. I believe the renovated sports book is supposed to open in August as well. And they're putting a new sports book in Encore as well. So
okay.
A lot of work going on at Wynn and Encore. I believe we have a phone call coming up a little bit later with some thoughts on Wynn and Encore from one of our regular callers as well. Finally, like I said, tidy little week as far as news. Ricky Martin is returning to Las Vegas for another stint at the Park Theater. He was one of the first residencies that they announced at that new theater. Again, another room that I look forward to seeing at some point, which we haven't made it to yet.
Ricky Martin's room?
No, I don't have any interest in seeing Ricky Martin, but I want to see the Park Theater.
Okay.
So he's going to be coming back for another run of shows in June, July, and September, doing about a dozen more shows. Tickets are available from Ticketmaster. If you'd like to live La Vida Loca with Ricky Martin, it's going to be about $60 and up, plus fees. I don't think we've received any Ricky Martin reviews from his first run? I don't believe we did.
I don't think so.
Yeah, so I don't know. I haven't heard a lot about that show. I'm sure it's fine, you know? If you like his music, you'll like the show.
Yep.
One of those deals.
He's still in good shape?
Based on the photos I've seen, yes. He's good. And I'm sure he puts on a fine show. All right. So that's it. That's it for news. What a boring news week. Sorry, guys. Some weeks you just, you know, not a lot to say. Fuck. Luckily, we've got our always interesting and insightful voicemailers. We're going to start it out with a long time friend and supporter and caller to the show, Mr. BC.
Hey, it's BC coming to the show. I'm at Planet Hollywood on a Thursday night. I just saw Xavier Mortimer, which was an incredible magic show. Now I'm going to go buy a ticket for some sort of burlesque and comedy show that's upstairs too. And I saw a couple of cross-dressers, and I'm at Earl of Sandwich, and lettuce does not belong on any sandwich other than a BLT. That's it. Bye.
Oh, so not only do we get a mini show review there, we get a bold stance on lettuce on sandwiches from BC. I haven't given a lot of thought to lettuce on sandwiches other than BLTs. I don't really have a problem with it.
I don't either. As long as it's crispy and fresh and not wilted and sad.
Yeah. So like if I order a turkey sub from somewhere, I generally want lettuce on it.
Yeah.
But I respect I respect your position and your theories on lettuce.
Yes.
All right. So I have no idea who Xavier Mortimer is. The theater upstairs at Planet Hollywood, the smaller, I don't know what it's called anymore. They've changed names. I think it's like the Cabaret Theater or something. It's churned through so many shows that I have no idea what's playing there anymore. We've talked about some of them in the past when they've been announced, but I haven't seen anything on Xavier Mortimer. But it gets the thumbs up from BC, and that's good enough for me. All right. We'll hear more from him in a little bit. But in the meantime, let's check in with another regular caller.
Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Michelle. It's Melanie from Colorado calling from you from beautiful, sunny Las Vegas just after EDC weekend. Wanted to let you know about something people may not know about that's very fun to do. It's called Trapeze Las Vegas. It's just south of the airport. It's easy to get to. And they have a trapeze set up, and they'll teach you how to use it. The first thing they teach you is kind of how to do a kind of swing on it, do a backflip into the net. The next thing they teach you, and this is really cool, is how to do a transfer to where you let go and the person catches you. These guys are great instructors. The experience lasts about an hour and a half. They also have silks, other aerials, other events you can do. But you can get up there way up in the air, swing forward. They tell you what to do. You let go and grab the guy's wrist. He grabs yours, and you go flinging on in his arms with while he's upside down, his trapeze. Pretty amazing, very cool. There's actually quite a few locals that were mixed in with our class because I guess people do this for exercise quite a bit, and it is really fun. So if you're looking for something unusual, do that. Okay, bye.
All right. The only reason I'm familiar with that is because I think we talked about it back in our Viator sponsorship days. Mm-hmm. That was a thing.
And I think I asked you then, would you be interested in doing that?
No, definitely not because of the whole height thing. But mm-hmm. I just had, while she was describing it, I had the thought in my head of how funny, well, not for him, but funny it would be as I'm transferring to the upside down person on the other thing. And probably not, he's probably not ready for a man of my build to grab onto his wrist and yank him violently from his safety perch.
Excuse me, what?
No, that's not what I meant.
Yank him violently?
Hey, stick with what you're good at. That's what I always say. All right. This is gone.
What?
Why does this always...
What you're good at? What do you mean by that?
Why does the violent yanking... Why does the show always take a nasty turn? Why do you...
You said it.
I know, but you interpreted it.
I think several people listening would have had the same thought.
I'm swinging gingerly on my perch. The other dude on the thing upside down, uh-huh. I grab his wrists.
Uh-huh, wrists.
He's obviously not... Forget it. Okay, we're just going to move along. Poor bastard tumbles down into the net all because of me. Of course, I would fall with him. And then who knows what happens in the nets. Oh, all right, let's move along. This is horrible.
Hey, 500 and Michelle. It's Richard from Toronto, also known as Rico.
Hey, Rico.
Came back from a fun trip in Las Vegas. Unfortunately, I left most of my money behind. Most of the places I went to eat in Las Vegas that I've called before, all fantastic. I finally went to go to the legendary Golden Steer, and tell you the truth, I was really disappointed by that same place. Of course, right next to Lucky Dragon. I think there's a difference between a place that looks like has character, and this place reminded me just looked very dusty and dirty. It's well worn. Everyone at my party really, we left there really disappointed with what we just ate. We all liked the shrimp cocktails, the appetizers. So when we got the actual, the steaks, most of the people were the fillets. They didn't come fireflies, so they were kind of burnt on the outside and undercooked in the middle. And I had New York strip, and it was really one of the worst pieces of meat I had in Las Vegas. Insert Robbie Antonio joke. But it was really not that great of a time, and we all left really disappointed that we finally went to this legendary steakhouse and really didn't meet up to expectations. So that's pretty much the only thing I'm calling about. Love the show, and I'll see you at the summit in October. Have a great day. Bye.
All right. Thanks for that review. Rico. Sorry that it was a less than ideal experience. Place generally gets pretty good marks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, guess they can't all be winners, right? I want to console Rico. I feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially when you go to a steakhouse because you're going to drop some money and you're expecting a nice experience, and horrible when it doesn't live up to expectations. So that's too bad. But it sounds like the rest of his experience was pretty good, and based on some of the pictures and stuff that I saw, looked like he had a wonderful time. So
that's good.
There's the consolation, right? All right. Moving along, here's that WinCore call that I alluded to earlier.
Hey, Tim and Michelle, it's Not Drunk Scott again from Boston. I got a little layover in your beautiful Minneapolis airport here on my way back home to Boston. Thought I'd give you a little final trip report. My advice to probably most 500 listeners is not to stay at Wynn Encore. It's a beautiful Encore especially. I mean, it's a beautiful property, chill, gorgeous, smells nice, looks nice. But it's so far from the action up there. Like, if you want to get down, you know, to Midstrip and hang out at Cosmo or Bellagio or you know, whatever, it's too far. Like, to go back and forth, you're too far from your room. So I liked it, you know, for the room, and the room was amazing, but I can't really recommend it for being part of the action. I'd rather stay at Paris than Wynn, you know, and be in the Midstrip mix. Also, I feel like they really kind of nickel and dime you for such an expensive luxury property. You know, the spa is $40 a day. I guess that's not so out of line, but then you don't get to use the fitness center. That's another $20 a day for that. They charge you $20 a day for Wi-Fi. Like, if you're going to spend that much at a place, they should provide a little more included, you know? But it is beautiful. I can't recommend playing craps there, although I did have a couple of good sessions just out of necessity because I couldn't travel. It's only 2x odds on the craps table, which is really crappy odds. I mean, besides that, the dealers were fine, and, you know, the crowd there is okay. But Cromwell's a much better place to play. 100x odds, great dealers, great atmosphere, you know, rapid drinks. I think that's the best place to play on this trip right now. Food reports. I ate at Cina Poblano once again. Always an amazing meal, and I had a couple of new things there that I really liked. I recommend the tamales over there and the lamb pot stickers. Those were really good. And that's all I can think of right now. It was a great trip, and thanks for all your help. I got a lot of good research from the group.
All right, thank you for that report. Any thoughts on the Wynn location as far as staying there?
This came up in the chat last night. Can I talk about the
chat? Of course.
Several people were saying they're looking forward to the hopefully eventual redevelopment of the North Strip because then it wouldn't make those properties so isolated.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I get what he's saying, and we haven't stayed there in many years.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, like anywhere in Las Vegas, it's probably smart to base at least part of the decision on where to stay on what you're planning on doing for the trip. So if I were to stay at Wynn, it would probably be a trip where I knew I was going to spend the majority of my time either in that property or, you know, Venetian, Treasure Island, maybe Mirage, that little
fashion show mall
cluster. Oh, well, that's a given. I spend so much time at the mall. So I totally get what he's saying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's really, that's kind of the end of the strip now.
Yeah.
Until they develop further down. Circus is a drag, and SLS is fine, but there's not necessarily anything to get me to go down there immediately. So I haven't been to Wynn even on, well, I guess, let's see, when was the last time we were there? It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
And even when we go, it's usually like go have a cocktail because we're meeting somebody, and that's about it. I don't spend a lot of time there, even though it's not a very,
it's
very
a
nice
property.
It just doesn't fit into what I'm doing. I don't gamble there. I don't know. All right, well, that's probably some good advice to at least consider what your trip is going to look like when booking your room. If you want to spend a lot of time at Cosmo and Bellagio and places like that, then probably better to stay nearby.
Right.
Okay. Here's that other show review from BC.
BC. So I'm a Planet Hollywood. I just saw a show called Comedy and Dolls, which is supposed to be comedy burlesque. didn't have as much burlesque as I would like.
Although
I happened to sit next to the mother of the girl that does the hula hoops, so that was different. But there is one guy at that show that does comedy acrobatics that is just funny as hell. It's like Don Rickles meets Cirque du Soleil, if you can believe that. And there were a couple other comedians. There was a guy that sang songs that was good. The guy at the end is pretty indescribable. He's sort of the prop comic puts it all out there. The crowd seemed to love it. There was a woman at the bottom of the escalator that gave me a voucher, so it was $20, which included a drink, so you can't beat that. It used to be called something else. So 9 o'clock, if you're looking for something to do at Planet Hollywood, maybe a little cheap comedy with a drink, go to Dolls and Comedy at the Cabaret Show Lounge. Bye.
All right, thank you for that review. Another show I'm not aware of.
Mm-hmm.
I always question with something when he mentioned somebody who did acrobatics and comedy. What that tells me, and I may be wrong here, is that neither are strong enough to hold up on their own.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, acrobatics alone, maybe not enough to capture the audience's attention for a long time. Let's throw in some comedy. You get a lot of comedy magic in Las Vegas. Because, you know, my...
Comedy magic, not in... Oh, it was magical to see that comedy. Yeah.
A combo. And again, my thoughts on magic, which I've expressed as recently as last week, are you've seen one, you've seen them all, because they all do kind of the same shtick, which is not really fair to them, but I love broad generalizations that offend people. So you throw in some comedy, although now there's a lot of them throwing in comedy. So again, how different is that? I don't know. Acrobatics and comedy. That's an interesting combo. I was just
trying to picture Don Rickles doing Cirque du Soleil.
I was just thinking about BC sitting next to the hula hoop girl's mom. And I wonder if there was a period where he didn't know it was the mom. And he was like, oh, yeah, look at that. I'm her mother. It could have been very awkward. For BC's sake, I hope not. But I kind of hope so, because that's kind of funny. Okay, moving along.
What up, 500? One last thing specific to Boyd Properties. Let's see, Main Street, California, Samstown, gosh, what else, Fremont, downtown properties mostly. Everyone who is a member of their slot thing probably got an email that says there's a take it or cash it in contest. What it is, guys, is you get a bunch of entries when you play. At 4 o'clock, you go over, you have to, they'll say whatever time at the casino, but they're specific about it. You go to the little thing, the kiosk, swipe your card, put your tickets in the drum. They pick three winners every day at 8:15. This would be at Main Street in California, but it's in California. Those three winners get a check cash of $500. They can choose to, take it or trade it. So they can keep it or they can trade it for a chance to up to $5,000. So the first day, Friday, guy traded it, got $5,000. The second day, the first two didn't trade it. I think all three didn't trade it. Anyway, it turned out that they would have won $750, and then I don't remember what the third one was. So in any case, that's how that works. First, you got to get picked out of several hundred people to even participate in take it or trade it. But if you have questions about it, like I did, now you know. Peace out, brothers.
All right. Thanks, Melanie, for explaining that promotion. I think I've had some emails about that, too. I have not participated.
Ah.
I haven't done any casino promotions in a long time. The best ones are when there are a few people entering, like when we got Adele tickets from Cosmo. The more complex the promotion is as far as steps you have to take, the better it is for the player, because a lot of people are just like, fuck it, I'm not doing this. That's how it was for that. Everybody who showed up at the drawing for Adele tickets ended up getting a pair because there just weren't that many people who went through the ordeal of going to the slot club and getting your card activated and then earning points and then going back every time you earned a certain amount and then going to the draw. It just like was this whole
thing. There were a lot of steps.
And they didn't promote
it very
well.
Which we completed despite drinking heavily that day.
Well, that's because I looked at it before our trip and I'm like, this is a little, this might be a good chance. We might have a good chance here. And they were giving, I don't remember how many pair they were giving away. It was like 6 or 7 pair, I think. It just worked out really well. So, yeah, look for those complex things that you're like willing to put in the time on, and that might be a way to go. And also, like, you know, obviously days when there aren't as many people around. Mm-hmm. So you're probably going to have be up against a lot more people on a Saturday than you are on a Tuesday. So that might be another way to go about it.
These have been Tim's tips for promotions.
Yeah. All right, next up.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Ray from Los Angeles. And I'm going to give you a little report on my my terrace suite at the Cosmopolitan. Now, these things that I'm going to mention, I don't think have been kind of talked about as far as the Cosmo goes. Everybody who stayed there and are familiar with the terrace suites, I had a terrace suite that kind of faced the back of the resort towards the freeway. And I've stayed in their terrace suites before, most notably the suite that faces the fountains. And, you know, they're actually different sizes. I think the ones that faces the fountains are a lot bigger. But the room layout design is different. It's a little bit more wide open. The terrace suite that I had that faced the back kind of had a little bit of a narrower type of design. But anyway, one thing about these suites, and this just kind of irks me, another pet peeve is, okay, they have books in the room, for those of you that have never stayed there. And here it is, okay, so I find a set of books on one of the ledges in the room, and then there's another set of books on the table. I count four books. Five books, there's another book stuck in the corner next to my bed, six books, another book somewhere else, seven, eight. They have nine different books in these rooms, and none of them have been read, not even opened. I mean, the books look completely new. Anyway, that goes along with decorative pillows. Who cares about these books? And they're all about, like design and architecture. Total waste of space. Another thing about this room that I did like, however, is they offer Netflix, and this is the first resort that I've seen that actually offers Netflix. It's on your TV. You have to have a Netflix account, your own personal account. You enter in your own personal information. A thumbs down. Someone had mentioned water pressure in one of your previous shows. I was on the 61st floor, and the water pressure was terrible. It's slightly above a mist. So, pretty interesting. Now, one thing about the Cosmopolitan that I really don't get is if you ever park in the self-parking underground, they have all this funky kind of art. But in the underground parking next to elevators, they have this graffiti kind of art. And it's so interesting in that the Cosmopolitan is this real modern resort, very upscale. And if all you just saw was the underground parking, this graffiti art really looks like something out of Watts or. So this graffiti in the elevators on the self-parking levels looks terrible. It just looks like you're in some sort of poor neighborhood. I had a chance to visit the Jockey Club on your recommendation. Really interesting. The Cosmo has so many nooks and crannies. First thing I see when I walk in there is a whole stack of hot dogs. And I didn't get it. I just thought, like, hot dogs are, like, very popular for people that live in this residence. But I see they put them on a grill, and I guess they're really, really popular. But anyway, that hot dog thing just makes me laugh. One other thing I want to mention about the Cosmo is when I got there, the check-in line was, like, just terrible. It was a whole bunch of people. Check-in was probably going to take an hour. To the left of the check-in, they have what's called the autograph room. And I just walked right in there, and it's like a private check-in. I just walked in there, no one was in there. Lady says, hello. I said, hi, I'm checking in. And she just checked me right in, right away, boom, just like that. So I don't know who gets to go to the autograph room, but if you just walk in there like you're a boss and you know what you're doing, gets checked in right away. One other thing, I also stayed at the Caesar's Palace. They have a renovated rooms at the Palace Tower. Excellent. Five-star was great. Recommended for everybody. Water pressure, still a fail. Another one, right? It's like a mist. And other than that, I took the helicopter ride over the Strip, and I recommend that for anybody that wants to do it. But here's the key. You do it at night. It's a much better much better trip. Okay, so Michelle, that's it. Thank you.
All right, thanks for your report. Appreciate that.
I was concerned about the turn the book thing was going to take.
What, did you think there was going to be something nasty in there?
Either that or, gosh, these look really worn. I wonder how many people have taken these into the bathroom.
They are really boring books. I mean, They're all, like you said, all on design and architecture and stuff. So unless you're into that, who cares, right? Yeah, the decorative thing, I don't know. They look fine. But it's like, what, am I staying in a goddamn library here? What is this? I get it. He mentioned that they have Netflix at Cosmo, which is a nice feature and unique to them, as far as I know right now. I would recommend if you're going to use that, you might want to change your password to a temporary password ahead of time and then change it again immediately afterwards, because you don't have control over that device, and probably just a good security precaution to use a generic password, not something that's also your email password. You know, obviously you shouldn't do that anyway, but that would be my suggestion for that. A couple calls in the last couple weeks about water pressure. And again, they were high rooms at Cosmo that had that issue, but that's interesting. I wonder if it's an ongoing problem or if it's just certain floors or what the deal is there. We haven't really had that until last week and this week. The autograph room that he mentioned, so that's the VIP check-in.
I think it helped that he had a terrace suite.
The terrace suite is just a normal suite.
Oh, wait. Oh, I thought... For some reason, I was thinking wraparound.
No, I mean, usually...
I heard terrace, but I thought wraparound.
Yeah, no, so that's like if you book through a host, or like we got it when we booked our ridiculously swank bungalow thing. Mm-hmm. Certain rooms, they'll tell you to check in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, once in a while with those things, if you act like you belong somewhere, they'll just... And if they're not busy, they won't even bother. I'm sure the same thing probably goes for the diamond check-in room at the Caesars properties. Sometimes they ask you for your card, sometimes they don't, and they can certainly see when they pull up your reservation whether or not you're supposed to be there. It probably just depends on the clerk whether or not they like you or not, whether or not they're going to send you away. So you may be successful, you may not. All right. Let's move along to our next caller.
Hey, Tim and Michelle, this is Brian, the regular guy. Calling in. I was in Vegas end of May. I didn't mean to call, but just kept forgetting. I put this on the Facebook page for someone who mentioned, you want to eat cheap downtown, just do the pizza tour like I did. Other than my breakfasts, I pretty much only ate pizza. Pop-up pizza was probably the worst, but it was still good. Pizza Rock and Evil Pie, depends on the day for my memory. Those were the two best. But there's so much good pizza around downtown. If you're looking to just eat cheap and still eat well, you can just do that. I had a really good hot dog, though, at Main Street Station. That was awesome. I enjoyed eating, I forget the name of the brew pub there, but I had a nice meal there. That was good. My other good meal was at La Comida, which is right around the corner, just down from the, on Fremont East, right around the corner from Commonwealth and Sink. It's good Mexican food. It's not too expensive. Good drink. So that was, those were kind of the highlights because gambling sucked. I did enjoy, though, playing poker at the Golden Nugget. They have a 3 p.m. tournament for a $50 buy-in, and it's a good way to kind of stretch your time and your dollars out. It's not a huge buy-in. I think there's 2,500 chips, so you can make it last for a while. The numbers were pretty low, so it wasn't over competitive, but it was a good way to kind of take your afternoon, stay inside, and get some drinks and play some okay poker. So, other than that, not too eventful of a trip, although two only in Vegas moments, one being the really disinterested hooker getting onto the elevator from, while I was headed down at the D. She was coming on one of the floors below me, and I don't know if the guy who got on was her trick for the day, but yeah, she looked really, really bored. And then on my last night, I was gambling over at the Fremont, and I went to go to the bathroom before I headed home, and some dude had just spewed all over the bathroom. It was horrific. And he was still in the stall throwing up. And he got done, and then he came out, and he stood at the mirror, was fixing his hair, splashed some water on his face, trying to look good, and then just continued to throw up right in the sink. So I tailed it out of there as quick as I could, and just went home for the night. So that was a good way to end the trip. Thanks for everything. Hope you guys are doing well.
Some guys just can't handle Vegas. Oh, yeah. Thanks for that report. 777 Brew Pub at Main Street Station.
Yeah, solid.
Solid. You know, that place, if you're doing a trip on a budget, well, everybody's kind of on a budget, but if you're trying to do a cheaper trip, that's a place where you can get a lot of food for a little bit of money. And mm-hmm. it's everything we've had there has been very dependable.
Yep.
And they have a massive menu that has just about everything on it. So, you know, it's two blocks off of Fremont Street. Mm-hmm. It's worth the walk if you're looking for a really good cheap meal. Plus, Main Street Station's a ton of fun to play at, too. So it's worth heading over there. And that's one, you know, I always kind of, I forget about it sometimes.
I know.
Just because it is
a
little bit.
But it's such a good place.
It is. And not just, I don't mean Main Street Station in general, but 777 Brew Pub.
Yeah.
Like it's some place just because it is, we don't spend as much time there. So mm-hmm. we've been there enough times, though, that like it's always been dependable.
Yeah.
The beer is really good. And again, that's cheap. It's a good place to include on your list if you're looking for some cheap places to eat. They're not open for breakfast, which is kind of a drag.
Yeah.
I wish it was a 24-hour place.
But, oh, yeah.
If you're looking for lunch or dinner, super dependable. All right, next up.
Hey, Strickland from Baltimore, Michelle Mabel. Oh, yeah.
Hey, no. Man.
She hates
How
that.
How are you guys doing? Let's see. My plane flight was fine. The weather here is hot as balls. They're having record temperatures, and I've lost 200 autographs. Okay, done with the niceties. Stayed at Cromwell for the first time, and I really liked it. I did one night at the Cromwell. I got two nights coming out of an MGM. And Cromwell, it's very much like the Golden Gate downtown. It's like boutique-y. It's like 180 rooms, but obviously right on the Strip. Even though it's a Caesar's property, it feels like a very boutique-y, very personal, very friendly. It's really cool. And the $20 trick actually worked post on this. They don't have different rooms. They've got like a couple of suites, and then they've got the regular rooms, and that's it. There's no in between. So I get in, and they didn't have a room ready that wasn't going to be going oompa 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 when Dreyfus was going. So I told them I would wait until I got one. And the girl at the desk was so nice. I gave her $20 after we were done. And she said she would text me as soon as the room was ready. And like 5 minutes later, she comes and finds me in the casino and says, hey, I upgraded you to a Strip View room. And so, you know, I'm thinking it was a $20 trick that worked. I went to Gordon Ramsay Burger and got the F-word burger. That's the $22 burger that's supposed to be ridiculously good that they only make a certain number of every day. Short ribs on top. I mean, it was a good burger. It wasn't great. The short ribs were like a little sweet. I'm not really into sweetness on my burgers. So anyway, that's the quick trip report to start. Friends coming into town tonight. We're going to be heading downtown and hopefully connecting with a couple of 500ites tonight, downtown Fremont. So we'll probably have more drunk calls later tonight. Love you guys. Please keep up the great work. Talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate the report. Yep. Cromwell's a great place. I like it.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about short ribs on burgers?
I think I've had similar. I haven't had that particular burger, but I've had that before. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's not my go-to when I'm looking at a massive burger list. That's not the first thing that I would choose, but yeah, it's okay. I feel like I've had a burger in Vegas that had short ribs like stuffed inside.
Yeah.
Can't remember where that might have been. Yeah. All right. So I want to stay at the Cromwell again.
Mm-hmm.
I like staying there. I like playing there. I have fun there. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I just don't want to get in an Oonsie room.
No, and that's the challenge. You don't know. You know? You don't know if you're going to get one of those or not. So, But if you go during the week when the club's not open, that's my solution to everything when it comes to room noise.
Yep.
Don't go on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
That's easier said than done, though, because, you know, vacation time and stuff like that
makes
it hard to go during the week. Okay, let's check in with Melanie again.
Greetings, 500ites, from Melanie from Colorado, standing outside the Bellagio. A couple more tips for everybody. Hey, at the Cosmo High Roller Room, I think everyone knows about this, but it's called the Talon. It's up on the second floor. You take a escalator up. It's open to everyone. I went in there and got a nice cup of coffee. They have the sugar that's on a stick, you know, like sugar in the raw. It's like on a like rock candy, and you stir it. Anyway, they didn't have to-go cups, so I got a plate of fruit and some coffee and sat down, and delicious. And nobody looked at me sideways. I walked around to check out some rooms, and there's a guy at a baccarat table that's sitting there all by himself, and I talked to him for a while. He said his job is to sit there for 8 hours a day in a room with two tables in it. I don't even think he had a TV. No window. Well, there's a window, but it's closed and or blocked, you know, curtains. And just to be there in case a super high roller wanted to play baccarat at that moment. So that's his job to hang out there. So we chatted for a while. Interesting gig he's got there. Well, less than interesting, but what the heck? So great, great day in Vegas. Check out the new Bellagio Conservatory, especially if you haven't been there in a while. They usually incorporate a lot of Asian themes, which is great, but they actually went back to their Italian roots or pretend Italian roots. Really cool. A bunch of models of the Island of Capri, bell towers, a lot of really cool Italian garden themes. So loved it. Love you guys. Bye.
All right. Thanks for that report. So yeah, if anybody's trying to do the complete cosmopolitan bar crawl,
mm-hmm.
that might be one that you forget about or don't know about. Yeah. There is a small bar in Talon Club as well.
It is not cheap.
It is not cheap. And that's for cosmopolitan where the drinks are already not cheap.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did, were they like?
They were like 20.
25, 28?
I think, depending on what you had.
Yeah.
It was at least like 20, 21, 22.
Oh, I think they were closer.
Or they were more than that.
I feel like they were. Yeah. Because you can get stuff like at Chandelier that's like $20.
Yeah.
So I feel like it was a few bucks more, like mm-hmm. closer to 25. We just had one round there once several years ago. It's a super small bar too, like maybe what, four stools or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. But we had a great bartender at that
yes,
time.
Yes, really fun.
Yeah, it's interesting to walk into those high-limit rooms, especially when you're dressed like I am, and they're like, this guy doesn't belong here, but what the hell, he's going to buy an expensive drink. He can stay. All right. Final call, another one from BC.
Hey, it's BC. I'm down at the South Point, and I've got a celebrity sighting. I just saw Brent Musburger walking in from the parking garage, pulling his own little rolling suitcase, just like a regular schmuck. And apparently he broadcasts a serious satellite radio show from here in a weird blast off booth in the middle of the casino with lights on. So I don't know if he does some video too or what, but would have thought he was just another old man kind of stumbling into South Point with his luggage. That's what I get for frequenting South Point, I guess. Not much of a celebrity sighting. Bye.
Oh, he's a sports broadcasting legend. Sure it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he broadcasts. His son, I believe, is the owner or one of the owners of the Vegas Sports Information Network, which is sort of, I think they're trying to be like ESPN for sports betting. They want to be the biggest, best source for sports betting information. And they broadcast live from South Point. They have a Sirius show, as he mentioned. They also broadcast live online. So, Brent Musburger has a show on there, and they've got, I don't know if they're around the clock, but they've got a lot of stuff.
And by Sirius, you mean satellite radio, not...
Correct.
Sirius as opposed to comedy.
I was talking about Yahoo Sirius, the comedy legend from the 80s.
Yes.
Yeah, Sirius XM. So I would imagine if you go down to South Point and spend enough time there, you will see Brent Musburger at some point or another. So that might be kind of a Pete Rose level celebrity sighting, like, he's going to be there, so it doesn't really count. It kind of counts, but not really. We don't get as many.
You really
Pete Rose.
Backtracked off your, because initially you're like,
he's a sport. Well, hey, Pete Rose is one of the greatest baseball players ever, but you know he's going to be there. So it's not really, as far as celebrity sightings, it's not.
It's not super as spontaneous great. As yeah, some of the others.
Exactly. All right. Although he didn't see him in the booth, he saw him walking along with his suitcase. So it's a little bit better.
A little more random.
Yeah. Like if I were to see Pete Rose wandering through the casino, that'd be a little bit more interesting than seeing him sit at a lonely card table in the memorabilia shop. So there are levels of, you know, quality of the sighting. Depending
it's all about
on
the context.
Sure, it's all about the context. And if you saw Pete Rose making a bet in the sports book, awesome. That's what you want, right? I guess I'm thinking he has a guy who does that for him, though.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you to all the callers this week. We do appreciate it. And before we go, we have some people to thank for karma donations, including recurring karma donations from Michael and Chris. Thank you, guys.
You.
We have a karma donation from Kurt. He said he already is a Patreon $10 member, but wanted to show wanted some extra karma. Ooh, extra karma. Is that a... I guess that's a thing. For an upcoming annual pilgrimage... my tongue is no longer working. Pilgrimage on June 29th. He said, thank you for the show. Hopefully I will remember to call in a report. Well, we'd love to hear from
you,
Kurt.
Yeah.
Have a great trip. David from Louisiana, long time listener. He's been around forever.
Yes, he has.
happy that you're still around with us, David. Karma donation, heading to Vegas on Friday, June 30th, for his 30th Vegas trip with his wife. Two nights at Golden Gate Suite, two nights at the Cromwell. Oh, that's great. Two places we love to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his first time at Cromwell. Hope you have a good time there.
Yeah, I do too.
All right, Dane and Lauren. We know Dane and Lauren. Mm-hmm. I ran into them in May. Leaving tonight on a 6-night poker/birthday/all-around fun trip with a group of 12.
Nice.
Ooh, group of 12. I hope that works out.
Yeah.
Somebody emailed me recently, or texted me, contacted me in one form or another.
Yeah.
About group trips and if I had any suggestions. I just said, don't try to keep everybody together all the time.
Right.
That's the suggestion. Staying at the D, ready to hit some Royals. I hope you do hit some Royals.
Yes. Wish that for you.
Thanks for an entertaining podcast every week, but every is in quotes. So I'm assuming that means that it's... Now, would it be worse if every is in quotes or if entertaining was in quotes? I think entertaining would probably be worse in quotes.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, we try to be entertaining sometimes. Thank you, as always, for your support, Dane and Lauren. Karma donation from Sergio, staying downtown the 27th through the 30th to celebrate quitting a job with an awful boss. Fucking awesome. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. I've been there,
good for
and
you.
I have mad respect for you doing that. It's a great feeling. Moving to Nebraska. Ooh. All right, I backtrack on my respect, but I'm just kidding. Nebraska's not the most exciting place, but I hope that your new job there works out. It starts on July 1st. And congratulations on taking that risk. It will pay off. What better way to celebrate than giving mermaids a last farewell, drinking copious amounts of beer, and chasing my first quarter royal ever? Well,
good
I hope
luck.
That works out.
Yeah.
And I hope you have a great time. All right, Steve, with our final karma donation of the week, said it worked out last time, hoping it happens again. Trip with his wife, June 30th through July 3rd. Thanks to the two of you for all you do, and staying at Cosmo this time based on your recommendation. Well, I hope you enjoy it as much as we do.
Yeah, we love it there.
It's a lot of fun. If you find yourself going, I don't know if this is for me, just belly up to one of the bars and get hammered, and then you'll be like, yeah, this is fucking awesome. Or actually, just go to one of the restaurants and have some food, and you'll be like,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Chino Poblano, somebody mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Oh.
So many good options there for places to eat and drink. Love that place. Okay,
yes,
with
thank
that.
Thank you, everyone, for
thank you.
The support.
Thanks for all the support from our Karma donators, our Patreon patrons, and for everybody. Also, I want to say thanks to everybody who's been spreading the word about the podcast. We've had a lot of new people joining the Facebook group, and I know a lot of them have come from other groups and forums and things where people have mentioned things they've heard on the show and made suggestions to check out our show, so I appreciate that as well. All righty. Our website is 500bymidnight.com. You can email us if you have Dear Tim and Michelle questions, 500@gmail.com. We are both on Twitter. I am 500. She is Anita Martini. And, of course, that voicemail line is available to you anytime, day or night, 702-866-9494. Thank you, as always, for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it, and we will be back soon with another show.
Bye-bye.
Bye.